This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A landslide at a remote jade mine in the northern Myanmar's Kachin State killed one person and left at least 70 missing Wednesday, and a search and rescue operation was underway, rescue officials said. Reports were scant from the area, which is the center of the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry. It's a region where sporadic fighting has broken out between the Myanmar army and ethnic guerrilla forces. A rescue team official who was coordinating the effort said more than 70 miners who were digging for jade were swept into a lake a couple of hours before dawn when the landslide hit. Earth and waste from several mines around the village slid 60 meters down a cliff and struck the miners. A Libyan parliamentary committee says that it has become impossible to hold a long-awaited presidential vote in 2 days as scheduled. The widely expected announcement was the first official statement that the vote would not happen on Friday after calls mounted for a delay. The country's election commission had failed to name a final list of candidates, and it disbanded electoral committees late Tuesday. The country's election commission disbanded electoral committee late Tuesday, and it never named a final list of candidates as it was supposed to. Hundreds of people had put themselves forward, including several high-profile ones who were banned from the race. Fighting the Omicron variant surging through the country, U.S. President Joe Biden announced the government will provide 500 million free rapid home testing kits, increase support for hospitals under strain, and redouble vaccination and boosting efforts. At the White House Tuesday, Mr. Biden detailed major changes to his COVID-19 winter plan, his hand forced by the fast-spreading variant. This is VOA News. Israel announced Tuesday that it will offer a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to people older than 60 amid concern about the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. A health ministry expert panel recommended the fourth shot, a decision that was swiftly welcomed by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett as, quote, great news that will help us overcome the Omicron wave that is spreading around the world, end quote. Although the decision is pending formal approval by senior health officials, Bennett urged Israel to get close as soon as possible, saying, quote, my message is don't waste time, go get vaccinated, end quote. The decision follows the first known death in Israel of a patient with the Omicron variant. An Israeli hospital Tuesday confirmed the death, but said he had suffered from a number of serious pre-existing conditions. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Wednesday he expects negotiations with the United States on Moscow's security demands to begin in January, with concerns mounting over the Ukraine conflict. This comes after a U.S. official told reporters Tuesday she also understands talks with Russia will begin in January, warning some Russian proposals were unacceptable. Moscow presented the West with sweeping security demands in two draft documents last week, one addressed to the NATO and another to the United States. Russia has been accused by the West of plotting an invasion of Ukraine. It denies the claims and, in turn, has demanded legal guarantees over its security from the United States and NATO, demanding the alliance stop an eastward expansion. Dutch prosecutors Wednesday called for life in prison for four suspects on trial in absentia, accused of downing Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 with a surface-to-air missile in 2014, killing 298 people. The three Russian nationals and one Ukrainian citizen are accused of launching the BUK missile that hit the plane over war-torn eastern Ukraine. A verdict at the high security court near the airport where flight MH17 took off on its doomed flight is not expected until late 2022 at the earliest. Over 13 million people were ordered to stay home in the Chinese city of Xi'an, which imposed a strict lockdown Wednesday and dramatically tightened travel controls to fight a growing COVID-19 outbreak. With Beijing preparing to host the 2022 Winter Olympics in February, China is on high alert as it fights local outbreaks in several cities. The new restrictions were imposed after Xi'an reported 52 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, bringing the total to 143 since December 9th.